Dalet Tishrei, Tzom Gedalia, Sunday the 8th of September, Rabbi Meir Zev Rappaport, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored.
Harabonis, Lea Gittel, Ginsburg.
Birshus. One of the questions a lot of people want to know is when they're going to Eretz Yisrael for Pesach, Sukkos of Ashuas, do they keep one day, do they keep 2 days, do they keep Chutz-Aretz? So, unfortunately, I'm not going to tell you what to do. Every person has to ask his own Rav what to do. But what I'd like to do is maybe look at the sources from Gemara and from Rishonim to see a little bit what the issue possibly could be, whether Ben Chutz-Aretz should keep one day or should keep 2 days when he goes to Eretz Yisrael. And maybe some other nafkaminis. And the yesod is, the shayla is, what status do we give Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias? The second day of Sukkot, the second day of Pesach, the second day of Shavuot, so what status do we give Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias? Now the Gemara tells us that an egg that's laid on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat it. You can't eat an egg that's laid on Yom Tov. If you want to eat the egg that's laid on Yom Tov, you have to wait till tomorrow, the day after Yom Tov. Why? The Gemara goes through quite various reasons to try and establish why not. The Gemara's conclusion gives three different reasonings as to why a person is not allowed to eat an egg that is laid on Yom Tov. Let's discuss, first of all, the two easy reasons. The first reason, the second reason in the Gemara, but the first easy reason given in the Gemara is Rav Yosef Omar Gzeira Mishum Peiros Hanoish. We know that you're not allowed to pick an apple off a tree on Shabbos or Yom Tov, because you're not allowed to reap produce. So you can't pick an apple off the tree. Say Chazal, not only can't you pick an apple off the tree, but if an apple falls off the tree on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you also can't eat it. Because if you eat the apple that fell off a tree, you may come to pick the apple also. Hu Adin, says Rav Yosef, an egg that was laid from a hen, you also can't eat, because it's similar to an apple that fell off a tree. So if we allow you to eat an egg that was laid on Yom Tov, you may come to eat an apple that fell off a tree, and you may come to pick the apple off the tree. So says the Gemara. That's the one reason why you can't eat an egg that's laid on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yitzchok says differently. We know you're not allowed to squeeze fruit on Yom Tov, on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Not only, say, Chazal, are you not allowed midaraisa to squeeze fruit, but juice that came out of the fruit by itself on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can't drink that juice, because if we allow you to drink the juice that automatically came out of the fruit, you may end up squeezing it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're not allowed to squeeze fruit on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Hu Adin said Chazal, the egg that comes out of the hen is similar to the juice that comes out of the fruit. You can't eat the egg that was laid. The question is, do we look at the egg like an apple as a solid, or do we look at the egg like liquid, like the juice that comes out of grapes? Those are the two of the reasons given why you can't eat an egg that's not in Yom Tov. Rabbo comes along with a slightly more complicated reason. And according to Rabbo, the issur of eating an egg that's laid on Yom Tov is based on a de'iraisa. The problem is, said Rabbo, that any egg that is laid today, kol beita de'isyal doho idno, Nigmero Esmoil. Any egg that was laid today, its formation was completed 24 hours earlier. And therefore, because the Torah writes, Ve'ichinu es asher yoviu, that when we prepare for Shabbos, Choyl meichin Shabbos, V'choyl meichin Yom Tov, you must prepare for Shabbos and for Yom Tov during the weekday, V'ein Shabbos meichin Yom Tov, V'ein Yom Tov meichin Shabbos. Shabbos can't prepare for Yom Tov, Yom Tov can't prepare for Shabbos. The preparation has to be done on the weekday. Therefore, if you have a Yom Tov that follows a Shabbos, if the egg is laid on Yom Tov, when was the egg completed? When was it made? On Shabbos. So Shabbos, the egg was prepared on Shabbos for Yom Tov. Therefore, you're not allowed to eat the egg that was laid on a Yom Tov following a Shabbos. Came along the Rabbanon and they extended that Isur. And they said, not only if Yom Tov follows a Shabbos can you not eat the egg that was laid on Yom Tov, but even if it's a regular Yom Tov, in the middle of the week, you're not allowed to eat the egg that was laid on Shabbos, even though essentially it should be mutter on Yom Tov, even though essentially it should be mutter because the completion of the egg took place on Erev Yom Tov, which is a weekday. But it's a gzeira. gzeira yom tov, a regular yom tov, or to yom tov she'achar ha-Shabbos. So, in conclusion, three reasons why you're not allowed to eat an egg that was laid on yom tov. Either because of what we call hachona de rabo, is of mechin, or because of peiros hanoishrim, gzeira otu, fruit that falls off a tree, or gzeira otu mashkin shizov, gzeira otu, juice that came out of a fruit. Those are the three reasons that the Gemara in Beitza gives as to why you can't eat an egg on Yom Tov. Conclusion, very simple, you're not allowed to eat an egg that was laid on Yom Tov. Adkan. Now, the Gemara in Daf Dalad, Omid Beis in Beitza, asks a question. What's a halacha if the egg was laid on the first day of Yom Tov? So, of course, I can't eat it on the first day of Yom Tov. But can I at least eat it on the second day of Yom Tov? Am I allowed to eat it on the second day of Yom Tov or not? Says the Gemara, Noil de Bezeh. If it was born on the first day of Yom Tov, it was laid, the egg was laid on the first day of Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat it today. What about tomorrow? Can I eat it on the second day of Yom Tov? Machloikes Rav and Ravasi. Rav Omar, Noil de Bezeh, Muteres Bezeh. If it was delayed on the first day of Yom Tov, I can eat it on the second day of Yom Tov. Ravasi says no. Noil de Bezeh, Asuro Bezeh. If it was laid on the first day of Yom Tov, I can't eat it on the second day of Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, what's the basis of the Machlokes? Whether an egg that's laid on the first day can be eaten on the second day or can't be eaten on the second day. Says the Gemara, the basis of the Machlokes is, how do we view the second day of Yom Tov? Yom Tov Sheni Shel Godius. Do we view the 2 days as Kedusha Achas, as one Kedusha, or do we view the 2 days as Shnei Kedushos? What does this mean? We know that Bisman Beis Hamikdash, Bisman there was a Sanhedrin when they were Mekadosh al pi hari'iyo, i.e. when there was no fixed calendar, and the Beis Din decided what day Rosh Chodesh was based on the testimony of witnesses who came and said, we saw the new Levana, and then it was decided whether the previous Chodesh would be a Chodesh Moleh or Chodesh Chosa, whether Rosh Chodesh would be on the 30th day or Rosh Chodesh would be on the 31st day. But that was only in the place where the Beis Din was, so they were able to decide what day Rosh Chodesh was, and people were made aware as to when Rosh Chodesh was. But those people who lived far away from Beis Din, who lived in diaspora, who lived in the Goylah, so how were they to know? So originally, what happened was that they used to light fires on the mountaintops, and the message used to go out all the way to the Goylah. However, came along the Tzedukim, and they started ruining things, disturbing things. They started lighting fires when they shouldn't be lighting fires, and not lighting when they should be. There was a complicated matters, and therefore they changed the system, and they started sending out shluchim messengers. They started sending out riders to go out as far as they could to tell people when Rosh Chodesh was. Why? In order that people should know when to keep Pesach. So, if the shluchim were able to reach certain places in the Goyla and diaspora, which were within 15 days walk, 15 days travel, they were able to get there and tell them when to keep Pesach, when to keep Sukkot. However, places that were further afield were stuck. They didn't know when Beis Din had, when Mekadosh LeChodesh, they didn't know when to keep Pesach, when to keep Sukkot. They weren't sure if Ador had been a Chodesh Moleh or Ador had been a Chodesh Choser. They weren't sure if Elul was a Chodesh Choser or Elul was a Chodesh Moleh, so they weren't sure whether to keep, which day to keep Pesach. Should they keep the first day or should they keep the second day? It was a Sfeik in the Yoyma. So, by lack of choice, they had to keep 2 days. They kept 2 days, and those 2 days were kept because they weren't sure which day was actually Pesach. Was the first day Pesach? Or no, was the second day Pesach? Only one of them is Pesach, there's only 1 day Pesach. But they just weren't sure which one, was the first or the second day? So they had to keep 2 days, Mikoyach HaSofik, the first day they kept, because maybe today's Pesach. And the second day they kept, because maybe today's Pesach. So it was a regular Sofik. The machloikas between Rav and Arvasi is, these 2 days that Klal Yisrael kept in the Goyla and Diaspora, are they Kedusha Achas, or are they Shnei Kedushas? I.e., did Chazal speak and tell Klal Yisrael, keep 2 days, and when you keep those 2 days, you keep them as if it's one long day. A whole long day of 48 hours. That's Kedusha Achas. One chativa, one unit of 48 hours called Kedusha Achas, is like a Yom HaRichto. And Chazal established to keep 2 days. They said you've got to keep 2 days, like one long day. Or no, Chazal never spoke at all In fact, they never mixed in whatsoever. They never said a word. People kept 2 days. Why did they keep 2 days? Not because anybody told them to keep 2 days. But they kept 2 days by lack of choice because they didn't know what to do. They weren't sure which day is Pesach. So by lack of choice, they had to keep 2 days. It's Shnei Kedushas. It's 2 separate days. We keep the first day because we're not sure whether it's Pesach. And you keep the second day because you're not sure if it's Pesach. Nobody told them to keep those 2 days. They kept it because they just didn't know what to do, so they had to keep 2 days. That's Shnei Kedushas. Kedusha Achas means that Chazal were koiveya and established. You keep 2 days Yom Tov as if it's one long day, 48 hours Yom Tov. Shnei Kedushas means Chazal didn't speak at all. They left people to their own devices. So if a person doesn't know what to do, so he doesn't know which day is Pesach, he's going to have to keep 2 days by lack of choice. It's a regular Sfeika de Yoima, Sofik first day Yom Tov, Sofik where the second day Yom Tov is. That is where the Kedusha Achas or Shnei Kedushas. Nafkemina, says the Gemara, whether the 2 days of Yom Tov or Kedusha Achas or Shnei Kedushas will be, a Nafkemina will be, an egg that is laid on the first day of Yom Tov. Is one allowed to eat it on the second day of Yom Tov or not? If you say that the 2 days of Yom Tov are Kedusha Achas, or one long Kedusha, so I'm not allowed to eat the egg, because the egg was laid today. It was laid today, on this 48-hour day, and therefore I can't eat it till the 48 hours are up. But if you say that Yom Tov Sheni Shel Godus is Shnei Kedushas, and that means the 2 days, there's no 2 days, there's only one day Yom Tov. We're just not sure which one it is. It's either the first day, or it's the second day. If it's the first, it can't be the second, and if it's the second, it can't be the first. So an egg that was laid on the first day of Yom Tov, of course you can eat it the second day of Yom Tov. Why not? If the first day is Yom Tov, then the second day is weekday. I'm allowed to eat the egg on the weekday. After Yom Tov, I can eat it. And if the first day is Chol, and the second day is Yom Tov, so also I can eat the egg, because the egg was completed on a weekday. There's nothing wrong with an egg that was completed on a weekday. Just as it was laid. If it was laid on the first day, there's nothing wrong with eating it on the second day. It was laid on the first day. The first day was weekday. No problem at all. So that is the nafkemina, whether you say kedusha achas or whether you say shnei kedushas. An egg that was laid on the first day yom tov, can I eat it on the second day? Can I eat it? Can I not eat it or not? There's another 2 nafkeminas, whether you hold kedusha achas or whether you hold shnei kedushas. Second nafkemina is, a person forgot to make an Erev Tavshilim. Yom Tov was on Thursday, Friday, and then we have Shabbos. So in order to cook for Shabbos, you want to cook on Friday, you have to make an Erev Tavshilim. When do you make an Erev Tavshilim? Erev Tavshilim you make on Erev Yom Tov, on Wednesday. What happens if a person forgot to make an Erev Tavshilim on Wednesday? So what should he do? He remembers, first day Yom Tov, on Thursday he remembers, oh, I forgot to make an Erev Tavshilim. So if you hold Kedusha Achas, you're stuck. You're not allowed to make an Erev Tavshilin on Yom Tov. You don't make it before Yom Tov. But if you hold Shnei Kedushas, then I can make an Erev Tavshilin Mimo Nafshoch. Why? Because I can say like this. If today is Yom Tov, if today is the Yom Tov and tomorrow is a weekday, then I don't need an Erev Tavshilin. Because tomorrow is a weekday, so I can cook tomorrow on Friday, which is a weekday. No problem at all. But if today is a weekday and tomorrow is Yom Tov, so then today, the Erev Tavshilin should be Chal, in order that I can cook tomorrow on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So, Mimonav Shech, I'm covered. Third Nafkemina, the Gemara says, is regarding taking Maisa. If a person forgot to take Maisa on Erev Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to take Trumas and Maisa on Yom Tov, it's like making Kinyonim, you're not allowed to take Trumas on Yom Tov. So, I should have taken Truma from this Tevel, I want to eat the fruit, it's Tevel, I should have taken it on Erev Yom Tov, but I forgot. I can't eat the fruit, what should I do? So again, you can say, Mimonav Shech, if today is Yom Tov, then I don't want the Truma to be Chal. But if today is weekday, then I want the Truma to be Chal. The next day you do the same thing. If today is Yom Tov, I don't want the Truma to be Chal. But if today is weekday, I want the Truma to be Chal. So you always covered one of the days you've taken Truma, whichever day is the weekday, the Truma was Chal. And therefore you can now on the second day eat your Truma. But if you hold Kedusha Achas, you won't be able to take Truma because it's 48 hours of Yom Tov and you can't take Truma on Yom Tov. Those are the 3 nafkeminas, whether you hold Kedusha Achas or whether you hold Shnei Kedushas. What do we paskin? We paskin Shnei Kedushas. We paskin that Yom Tov is Shnei Kedushas. Now, the Gemara says, the Gemara wants to prove that it must be, says the Gemara, that the 2 days of Yom Tov must be a Kedusha Achas. It's got to be a Kedusha Achas. Why? Says the Gemara, today, in our day and age, 2013, we became the Kvir Diyarche. We know the calendar, the calendar's Baruch Hashem been established. The calendar's perfected. We know the exact calendar. We've all got plenty of people that we can ask. We've got Rav Meir Posen, we've got Professor Simons, we've got Professor Kahn, Baruch Hashem, Loy Alman Yisrael. There are plenty of people who know the calendar. So, we know the calendar. We know when Yom Tov is. Everything's been established, the calendar. We have no doubts anymore. So why do we keep 2 days of Yom Tov? Why are we keeping 2 days? We've got no doubt. Says the Gemara, the reason must be, because all those years ago, when they were Mekadosh al pi Ari'io, and the people in the diaspora were in doubt, they didn't just keep it out of their own devices. Chazal spoke, and they told them, you must keep 2 days, and it's kavua. You must keep those 2 days. It's one long day of 48 hours, and it's a choik chachomim, and it's an established law that you must keep 2 days. Once Chazal established a law to keep 2 days, you can't change that law. To change a law that Chazal were kaveya, you need to have power, you need to have a bezin that's godl, chochom or b'minyan. You can't just resign a law that was established by previous chachomim. So now I understand why we keep 2 days. Because once Chazal spoke out and told the diaspora, keep 2 days, and it's a choik chachomim that you must keep 48 hours of Yom Tov, so that's not going to change forever. Even today we have to keep those 2 days. Is there a raya that Kedusha Achas? Says the Gemara, no raya at all. In reality, it's Shnei Kedushas. The reason they kept 2 days was not because Chazal spoke. No one told them to keep 2 days. They kept 2 days because they just didn't know what to do. Today, we know what to do, so we should only keep 1 day. Says the Gemara, no. You know why? Because Sholchu Mitam, they sent a message from Eretz Yisrael, and the message said as follows, Yizharu b'minig aviseichem, be wary of the traditions of your forefathers. Why? Because Zimnin, once, sometimes, unfortunately, Nebuch, Mazal Nishvism, we should know, the Rishoyim, the Malchus can make a gzeira. And by making gzeiras, they can make all sorts of gzeiras that will ruin and disturb the calendar. They make a gzeira to banish all the chachomim. Or they make a gzeira, you're not allowed to use Jewish calendars. The whole calendar can be forgotten. And what's going to happen one day? If the calendar will be forgotten, we won't know what to do anymore. We'll have to keep 2 days. But we won't be used to keeping 2 days, because we started keeping 1 day, because we have a calendar. Said Chazal, say, Chachomim Rishlaim said, they sent a message, always keep 2 days. Why? Not because we really need to keep 2 days. But just in case things go haywire in the future due to Xeris Malchus. Therefore, keep to the traditions of your fathers in order that in case things go wrong, we'll have 2 days. So in conclusion, we pass in Shnei Kedushas. We don't pass in Kedusha Achas, we pass in Shnei Kedushas. In reality, the first day of Yom Tov is the real Yom Tov. The second day Yom Tov shouldn't really be Yom Tov. The only reason we keep it as a Yom Tov is because they sent a message, Sholchu Mitam, that in case things will go haywire one day and we'll lose our calendar, so we should stick to tradition and keep 2 days. But that second day Yom Tov is not a Choy Chachomim. Chazal weren't koyveya it to be a proper Yom Tov. They just said, keep the traditions of your fathers. They kept second day Yom Tov as a Sofek. You also keep it. That's the.
So if things go haywire,
yeah,
then they'll be in exactly the same situation that they simply won't know what to do.
Correct.
Therefore, they're bound to keep 2 days then.
Correct. They will keep two days. Hush. Sorry?
What's the worry then?
The worry is that if we keep 1 day,
yes,
and we're so used to keeping 1 day, then we may forget to keep, we won't keep 2 days. We need to keep up the
but
2 days.
But in a situation where he has no calendar, and he doesn't have a message from Yerushalayim.
So he'll keep.
He keeps automatically 2 days. That's the basic of what you're saying.
But it could be he won't realize to do that. He won't realize to do that. If he's so used for hundreds of years keeping 1 day, he won't know to do that. So therefore we stick to 2 days. So now, so says the Gemara. Finish at 22. At 22, yes, we've got another 10 minutes. Okay, so we'll jump a bit. Now the question is like this. How do we treat this second day Yom Tov? What do we look at? How do we look at it? The Gemara's Loshen is, Hizharu b'minig aviseichem. Keep to your father's traditions. Why? In case things will go wrong, Therefore, you've got to keep 2 days. Now, there's an interesting machloikus, Shulchan Aruch and Magen Avraham. There's an issue of muchan on Yom Tov. That means the person has laid out a trap on Erev Yom Tov to trap an animal. He wakes up Yom Tov morning and he sees there's an animal trapped in the trap. He wants to shecht it and eat it on Yom Tov. You can't. Because muchan, it was prepared on Yom Tov. It was trapped on Yom Tov. You can't eat it. If it was trapped on Erev Yom Tov, it's okay. What happens if I'm in doubt? I don't know when it was trapped. I woke up Yom Tov morning and I see it's trapped. I see it's in the cage. Can I shecht it? Can I eat it today? I'm not sure whether it was trapped on Erev Yom Tov or it was trapped on Yom Tov. Sofek muchan. Sofek muchan is also asa. It's also asa on Yom Tov. What about Sofek muchan on Yom Tov Sheni? What about Sofek muchan on Yom Tov Sheni? Muta or asa?
Muta.
Oh, muta. Oh, sveik sveika. Why? Because Sofek, whether it was trapped before Yom Tov or trapped on Yom Tov. But even if it was trapped on Yom Tov, who says today's Yom Tov? Maybe today's not really Yom Tov. It's a Sveika de Yoima. It's a Sveika de Yoima. So it's a Sveik Sveika. So says the Mechaber. So the Mechaber passed on Sofek Muchan. On second day Yom Tov is a Sveik Sveika in its Mutter. The Magen Avraham argues. Magen Avraham says no. It's Asa. So the Machzah Shekel is Masbi, the view of the Mechaber, and is Masbi, the view of the Magen Avraham. And the Yesoid HaMachloikas is, how do we view Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus? Do we say that today we know what the calendar is? We know that first day of Pesach is the real Pesach. We know the first day of Sukkot is the real Sukkot. The second day is really should be a weekday. Why are we keeping the second day Yom Tov? Only because we were told, Sholchu Mitam, we were sent a message that you must keep to the traditions of your forefathers in case one day we'll lose our calendar due to the Gzeiras Malchus. Okay, so in case something may go wrong in the future, we're keeping the second day Yom Tov. But you can't just create a new Yom Tov. So they said, keep the traditions of your fathers. Base it on what your fathers did. So what did Chazal tell us to do? Did they tell us, do what your fathers did? Do exactly what they did? Or no? They said, today is a Yom Tov. Today we make Yom Tov. Second day is a Yom Tov in case things will go haywire. Sorry?
Either way, the Chazal told us, whatever the reason.
Nafkamini is, did they say, do what they did then? Or what did they do then? When they kept the second day, they kept it as a Sofik, not as a Vada. They didn't know what to do. So it had the status of a Sofik. So they had the status of a Sofik, so we do what they did, which was a status of a Sofik. So we treat it as a Sofik. Or no, Chazal said, in case things go wrong, you should make today Yom Tov. So we treat it as a Vada Yom Tov. I.e. do we treat it as a Sofik Yom Tov? Because we do what they did, and they kept it as a Sofik Yom Tov. Or do we keep it as a Vada Yom Tov? Because Chazal said, keep the second day Yom Tov, in case things go haywire. Nafkemine, does Yom Tov Sheni have a status of a Sofik? Does it have a status of a Vada? If it's got the status of a Sofik, so Sofik Muchan will be Mutter, because it's a Sveik Sveika. Sofik Muchan, Sofik Yom Tov, it's two Sveikas. Vashenkin, if it has a status of a Vada, then Sofik Muchan will be Osa, because in any regular Sofik, we are Machmir. Second nafkemina will be the chayre ben chutz laaretz, who goes to Eretz Yisrael. Does he keep 1 day? Does he keep 2 days? Now again, I'm not passing. I'm not telling you what to do. Every person has to ask his rov what to do in such an instance. Has to ask a shayla. But just lepilpulo, the nafkemina would be a ben chutz laaretz who goes to Eretz Yisrael. In those days, when they were mekadosh al piri iyo, a ben chutz laaretz who came to Eretz Yisrael, how many days did he keep?
One day,
why? Because the only reason he kept 2 days in Chutz Laaretz is because he didn't know what to do. No one told him to keep 2 days. It wasn't. We're not passing in Kedusha Achas, we hold Shnei Kedushas. If you hold Kedusha Achas, he was told to keep 2 days. So maybe he's got a status of a 2 day man. But if you hold Shnei Kedushas, nobody told him anything. He kept 2 days simply because he did not know what to do. So when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he didn't know what to do. How did he know what to do? Because an announcement went out from Beis Din. He went, walked down Meir Sha'arim, and there were signs up there in black and white saying, keep 1 day. He knows which day to keep. So, a ben chutz laaretz, who went to Eretz Yisrael in those days, kept 1 day. So if pshat in Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus means, do what your fathers did. So I'm doing what my father did. What did my father do? My forefathers kept 1 day when they came from chutz laaretz to Eretz Yisrael. There was no din on them to keep 2 days. They kept 2 days because they didn't know what to do. But if they would know what to do, they would have kept 1 day. So when they had Tetzis Stroll, they kept 1 day. But if you say that, Hizoharu b'minigavi seichem, that Shem Yiskal kula amoydis, therefore we make today a Yom Tov. If you make today a Yom Tov, so Chazal said that Ben Chutzoretz has a Yom Tov today, on the second day Yom Tov. So he has a din of keeping 2 days of Yom Tov, and therefore, he's a Ben Chutzoretz who has a din of keeping 2 days. So when he goes to Eretz Yisrael, he keeps Chumrei Hamokim Shiyotzo Misham, he keeps the stringencies of the place where he came, and therefore he would keep 2 days. That could be the basis of the Nidin, whether a person keeps 1 day or 2 days. Just a few minutes on Tzoyim Gedalia, to finish off. We know that after the Churban, Bais Rishon, 2,500 years ago, Klal Yisrael were goyle, exiled to Bovel, to Babylonia, but there was the remnants, the Sheiris had played to the remnants of Klal Yisrael that were left in Eretz Yisrael, and there was a stage when they were leaderless and came along in Nebuchadnezzar, and he was Memani, he appointed a tzaddik called Gedalia ben Achikom, who was, whether he was killed on Rosh Hashanah, whether he was killed on Tzom Gedalia, it's given as an Idden, but Nebuchadnezzar appointed Gedalia ben Achikom, the tzaddik, to be the governor, to administer the remnants of the plate of the Sheir Sapeta, those that were left over in Eretz Yisrael, he was the governor. And there was others who came back when they saw that there was remnants of Klal Yisrael left, and there was a leader, and there was Gedalia ben Achikom. Some of them actually came back to Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, at that stage wasn't left desolate totally. But that was until the Melech Amoin, the king of Amoin, came along, and he provoked Yishmael ben Nesanyo to assassinate Gedalia ben Achikom. And the way he provoked him was by teasing him. He teased him the fact that he was royal blood. He had royal blood in his veins, whereas Gedalia ben Achikam was simply a commoner, and he wasn't chosen to be the governor of the Yidden Eretz Yisrael. So Fashteitzach, that teasing and that provoking caused envy and that caused jealousy, and we know that in the end he came and Gedalia didn't want to listen to the Lashon Hara, and Gedalia ben Achikam was murdered by Yishmael ben Nesanya. Now what happened was that the Yidden that were then left in Eretz Yisrael, they feared reprisals from Nebuchadnezzar. And that's when they left and went to Mitzrayim. Now, the question that everybody poses is, what's happened to be punkt keep the murder of Gedalia ben Achikam? He wasn't the only tzaddik who was murdered. It's happened before in history that tzaddikim have been murdered. We don't make a special tanis, lichvoidom, in their honor. What's punkt? When Chazal tell us that Gedolah Misas tzaddikim kisreifas beis elekeinu, it's mamash like the chuban habayis. So what's happened to punkt Tzoyim Gedalia? What's the message in it? Because what happened was that the Yidden that were left over, they feared reprisals from Nebuchadnezzar, because Nebuchadnezzar's man, Gedalia was his man. And he was killed, so they feared reprisals. And so they were in a quandary as to what to do. They felt their lives were in danger. Their lives were in danger, so really they should run away, and they wanted to run away to Mitzrayim. The problem was Mitzrayim was a morally corrupt country. Who wants to go live in Mitzrayim when the Ruchnius is down in Dret and his mamash is sakonas nefoshois, not a sakonas aguf, sakonas anashoma. So they were in a quandary. On the one hand, do we save our lives? Do we save our physical? Do we save our Ruchnius? And they didn't know what to do. And so who did they do? What do? You go to Yirmiyahu HaNavi. He went to Yirmiyahu HaNavi, and Yirmiyahu HaNavi davened and pleaded to the Rabbeinu Shalom for a whole week. Until in Yom Kippur, he was given the answer that Klal Yisrael should hold fast and they should stay where they are and they shouldn't worry. And he meets Hashem, Alzit Zayn Gut. But Fashteitzach, they didn't listen, and they kidnapped Yirmiyahu and they ran away to Tzrayim. And that's when, in the end, they ended up being killed, and Eretz Yisrael was left, and Midbar Shmom was left desolate. So in a sense, the reason why we keep So Gedalia is not so much because of the Harigo of Gedalia, but because of the fact that it ended up the final Churban where Eretz Yisrael was left totally desolate. But there's an important message here, and this is the message I'd like to give over. The Yidden, they asked Das Torah, they went to Yirmiyahu HaNavi and they asked him what they should do, which is very commendable to go and ask Das Torah. The problem was that when they didn't hear what they wanted to hear, they ignored it. He told them to stay. But they didn't say, they ignored him. So they were looking to hear the psak that they wanted to receive. And that is the chubm. The chubm is, may that person affect nicht das Teure. So he knows, he doesn't ask das Teure. He's not bluffing himself and he's not fooling himself. A person doesn't fool himself, he doesn't ask das Teure, he says, I don't ask das Teure. Aber als eine halt, als affect je das Teure. A person asks das Teure, but he wants to hear the answer that he wants, and if he doesn't end up hearing the answer he wants, then he'll ignore it. That is what creates a chubm habayis. That is what created the chubm. An example, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis is a very good example. Everybody, Baruch Hashem, has a Rav. Baruch Hashem, we all have Rabbonim. Shayis daf fregen, a person has to ask his Rav is Shayis. We don't try and shop around for Hetanim to hear the answer that we want, so that we can do what we want. The idea is to ask that's Torah, we have a Messiah, we have traditions, we ask Rabbonim, we have traditions in Kabbalah, Midoira Doiris, in order that we should hear Dvar Torah, hear what the Torah tells us to do, Aseilech or Rav. And that was the message, that's the message of Tzoyim Gedalia, that Medaf Fregen, Medaf Fregen Adas Torah, a person has to have his Rav Kavua and stick by it, whether he likes it or whether he doesn't like it. One accepts what one hears, whatever it be. And Mitzvah Hashem, we should be Zoicha, to Agmach, Simatoiva, the Viaz, Beutzelik, Bimheir, Yomein, Omen.